name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, on the Sunday next before Advent, we stand on the threshold of a new liturgical year. And the church, in her wisdom, places before us a collect that begins with a strong, urgent petition. That strong, urgent petition is, stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people. So as the year closes, we ask God to stir up, to awaken us again, awaken us again, to rekindle our desire for holiness. We come here Sunday after Sunday because we are desirous of being holy people, to shake us free from spiritual sleep, and to help us abound in good works fit for the kingdom of Christ. And the lessons today lead us directly into that theme. It's interesting that the lesson from the Old Testament appointed for today is also from Jeremiah. The first lesson from Jeremiah, the epistle from Jeremiah. Jeremiah reading and gospel, St. John, is revealed as the one who gathers his people. The shepherd, one who gathers, one who shepherds them, one who rules them in righteousness, and one who provides for them in abundance. We see that from Jeremiah into the gospel for today. One who shepherds and one who provides. These are very fitting truths as we prepare for Advent. Because Advent is that time when we look back to that first coming and we look forward to his second coming. Advent is when we look back to the first coming and forward to his coming again in glory. And the first lesson today from the Old Testament, from Jeremiah 3, 14 to 18 says, turn, O backsliding children. The lesson opens with the Lord's plea for us to turn, O backsliding children. Jeremiah goes on to say, for I am married to you. Here, my friends, God reveals the heart of a faithful bridegroom, grieved by Israel's wandering, yet steadfast in love. And though his people have forgotten him, he calls them back. Not in anger, but in mercy. Jeremiah was telling what God was like. Although the people had forsaken him, he was calling them back because God is a merciful God. And as Jeremiah states, his promise is astonishing because Jeremiah goes on to say, I will take you out of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Even a remnant he will gather. Even those who are scattered, he will restore. What a good God. And then comes the great promise from Jeremiah. He says, I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Jeremiah's words. And this is fulfilled in Christ, the greatest pastor. And this is fulfilled also in the apostles that he appoints. So the shepherd king, it's interesting that on this last Sunday in the Roman Catholic Church is being celebrated as Christ the King Sunday. Every last Sunday of the liturgy, they celebrate it as Christ the King Sunday. The shepherd king gathers his flock, not by force, but by grace, calling sinners home and setting faithful shepherds over his church. Jeremiah, from the epistle this morning, says that he will come as king. Jeremiah says in the epistle, I will raise up David, a righteous branch, unto David, a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper. This, my friends, is a very clear promise of the Messiah. A king, not like the failed rulers of Israel, but a king who reigns in righteousness. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord, our righteousness. We do not stand here trusting in our own goodness. We stand clothed in the righteousness of Christ. And Jeremiah goes further. The redemption brought by this king will surpass even the Exodus itself. A new gathering, a great deliverance, all fulfilled in Christ Jesus. And then we come to the gospel. The gospel shows us the promised king's action. The promised king's action. Jesus sees the multitude coming toward him, and he already knows what he will do. Disciples see only scarcity. The disciples discover that there was nothing to feed the people. They could see only scarcity. But our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the shepherd king, takes what is offered, blesses what is offered, breaks what is offered, and multiplies it. Not mere provision Jesus gave, but abundance. Out of almost nothing, because of God's action in Jesus Christ, he offers, he blesses, he breaks. Then we know what happened. The gospel for today says, they were filled and 12 baskets remained. What a great miracle. This miracle reveals to us that Christ, as the one who sees the need, our Lord Jesus Christ sees every need, and he provides generously, and he sustains his people with himself, the bread of life. All of us have needs. All of us have our challenges. All of us are needy people. That's why we come here Sunday after Sunday, to find sustenance from God. God who provides for us the bread of life. So, stir up, we beseech thee. On this last Sunday of the year is a call to readiness. As the liturgical year closes, the church calls us to renew our readiness. The collect asks God to stir up our wills, because left to ourselves, our zeal cools and our vigilance fades. Christ calls us, my brothers and sisters, to good works, not as the basis of salvation, but as the fruit of grace. God is calling you and me to stir up, start anew, start again. The shepherd is calling. The king is reigning. The Savior is providing. Let us then offer him our hearts anew, and may he stir up within us the will to follow him faithfully into this new year coming, this new year of grace. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.